Daddy, it's been raining for a week, and it's supposed to be raining till tomorrow. Today is Sunday, the fifth week of January, and over there today, it's over at your place. Over in Vietnam now, it should be Monday because it's Sunday over here. And Nanny's staying over until Nancy's baby comes out. And it's coming out in a few days. And so this house that we saw on the news was full of mud because it was on a hill and all the mud splashed in. And our backyard by the swing set, it's just full of mud. I mean, full of water. The water is from the rain and it's like covering our whole swing set. I mean, all the sand. And it's like a big pool out there. And Mommy bought us some books. Mommy bought me a dot-to-dot book. And she brought Jeffrey this arithmetic book. And it's it's not arithmetic, it's a book that to Jeffrey learn how to write. It's lots of pages and with all paper, and every time you have to write on it. And every page has something you have to copy. The first page you got all mixed up on because you had to write which was which. There's a pig on one side and a horse on one side, and he has to write the same word, and got it all wrong. I'm doing fine in school, and I'm learning more. And the other day, it was raining so hard the other day, and we didn't get a newspaper because it was raining so hard. And some mailmen went out, lots of mail trucks, and they couldn't get any mail through. It was too puddly, and they might have gotten all wet. Because they don't have any door, the mailman trucks, the trucks.
Daddy, me and Gary got a book. Daddy's staying here. And she's going home today. Daddy, this book I have, and it's for children that don't go to school. And I'm writing with it now. And see loose letters, and I copy it on the line.
Daddy, the thing that you put the tape on, when you put the tape on, there's one of the little things that are broken, and the tape doesn't go all the way on. I stopped going to piano lessons. Because I never wanted to practice, because the work was too hard and I didn't like to do it. So we just keep the piano and I just play old things, and sometimes I go over the things I've been playing already. But in about a couple of days I'll be starting again if I want to. And
Daddy, know what? I know about my 10th page. And I'm doing real good on my book. And maybe Gary wants to talk now. Come on.
I would rather send tapes instead of writing, because I don't like to write very much, and I don't write very good in school because I haven't been writing for a long time, and it's hard for me to write very good. But sometimes I write good. And yesterday, Mommy bought me and Jeff some chalk, and Nanny gave me and Jeff a dollar. She bought chalk. I gave the money to Mommy, and she bought chalk for me. And she bought chalk for Jeffrey with his money.
Daddy, I'm going to say one letter that I'm copying in my page now. Mine not had nothing in it because it's just a picture of an envelope. Okay? Goodbye, Mary Carol. Stop now.
All me and Jeffrey will be talking on this whole side of the tape, and Mommy will be talking on the whole other side, but me and Jeff may talk on that other side also. Because maybe, because she writes all the time to you, and we never, and me and Jeff hardly never write. So that's why she's going to talk partly on the other side, and we'll finish the rest. Maybe she'll probably talk on that whole side. I don't know. Nanny's just getting ready to leave. It's a Sunday, and she's going to come back next Wednesday till next Wednesday till Nancy's baby comes out. And when Nancy's baby comes out, I think she's going to relax in a hospital for a while till she feels better, then she'll come back here for a while. And Mommy's going to talk now, and if I don't have anything else to say, maybe I will later. And maybe Jeffrey will talk right now, or maybe Mommy will. Bye-bye.
Hi, Howie. I just spoke with Eileen Gettleman, and she's really upset. She just lost her whole backyard, and half of her patio slid down. They live in Laurelwood and apparently have a $60,000 home. And she's just lost the whole backyard. She's evacuated her children. She called the Red Cross and she got Nate via the Pentagon. She told him it was an emergency, which it is. And perhaps he will get to come home. I don't know what's happening, but she's had several surveyors out there. And there's absolutely nothing they can do until the rain stops and the ground dries. I guess everybody's in this boat. But as of right now, the sun has been out for 1 hour, and I can see patches of blue, and it looks like the rain clouds are moving away. But Howard, it is just horrible. The only thing that we have, knock on wood, I'm not complaining, is just a small little pool in our backyard where the children's play yard is. But other than that, we're fine and dry and safe. The Margolis has had to pull up their rug all the way around their living room because water came in through the windows. The Barnetts had some leakage problem in their basement. And of course, Arlene and Floyd, I told you, had to pull up their rugs in Carrie and Jeff's room, down the hallway, and into their powder bathroom. Well, back to Arlene. Floyd, apparently she called a cab and left there in quite a distressed manner last night, went to the airport, and Floyd paged her out there and got her. She answered the page, so apparently she did want to talk with him. He came out and got her and brought her home, and their line's been out of order, which has been just as well. I tried to call her several times, and really, I don't want to become involved in it at all.